Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
You are still tuned in to the Glorious Morning Show right here on your favorite Christian radio station. This is Adventist World Radio, and we're powered by the SID Media. As we do on every Wednesday, we have conversations on health, and today being a Wednesday, we want to welcome you to the Wellness Hour. And this conversation this morning is going to be centering around thyroid health. On today's segment, we are shining a light on a small butterfly-shaped gland that carries a massive weight in your body, the thyroid, right? From your energy levels and heart rate to your mood and metabolism, this tiny master controller, if you will, regulates almost every system you have. But what happens when it starts running too fast, too slow, or stays hidden under the radar? Today, we're going to be discussing the sneaky symptoms you should not ignore and why your blood tests might not be telling you the whole story. And of course, how to keep your internal thermostat in the balance. So join us as we have this conversation. We want to invite you to share your thoughts, your comments, ask your questions. +27734703520. Joining us on the line is Dr. Emira Khwale. Doc, good morning to you and welcome. Thank you so much for being part of this conversation.
Good morning. Morning, Derek, and good morning to all the listeners. Thank you so much for having me.
Only a pleasure. Trusting that we find you well.
Yes, no, we are good. Marvelous. Thank you so much. And I hope you guys are well too, that side.
No, we're doing fine. We're doing fine. The Lord is still keeping us. Thank you so much. Doc, thank you for taking the time to join us. Let's jump straight into our discussion for this morning. We're looking at this idea of thyroid health. Most people have heard of the thyroid, right? But can you maybe explain what exactly it is, where it is, and what it does for our bodies?
Alright, yes. And it's actually something that I'm glad you've heard of it. A lot of people have not heard of it.
Is it?
It's one of those forgotten.
Yeah. So Doc, you're saying that not many people know about the thyroid at all? I thought this was at least common knowledge that there is something called thyroid. I think we know about hyperthyroidism and so forth, but you're saying it's actually not a majority of people who are aware of this gland at all.
Yeah, no, definitely. The fact that you even know those terms means you are not majority of people.
I feel educated.
No, you definitely are. Mm-hmm. No, definitely. So the thyroid is, as you were saying, is a butterfly-shaped organ. It sits in the front of your neck.
Okay.
Right? So it is responsible for thyroid hormone, which is a very important hormone.
Okay.
And that regulates a lot of function. Everything that has been metabolized in the body, thyroid hormone plays a role in that. So that's why it will affect sleep, it will affect weight, it will affect even some diseases can come as a result of a hyperactive thyroid. Some people can have hypertension because their thyroid levels are off. So there's a whole host of diseases that you can get from the thyroid. But when it's working, normally when it's working fine, it is I want to say the powerhouse of the body, because that little hormone plays a very big role in other functions going well in your body.
Fascinating. And what are the common ways this gland can then malfunction if we're going to be talking about its health, which means, like you're saying, when it's working, we're not really bothered about its presence, but surely when it stops working, we can pick up and how do we notice those things? What is it that goes wrong when it's needing to be attended to?
No, definitely. It's like that. You know, that person in the organization or the company that silently just does all the work. But the day they are gone, all things go haywire. That's basically what the thyroid does. And like you said correctly, so there's hyperthyroidism. So hyper, you know, like hypermarket. Triggers hyper, you can say hyper. So the word hyper just means it is bigger, right?
Oh, okay.
So it is enlarged. So hyperthyroidism just means that you've got a lot of thyroid hormone or abnormally higher levels of thyroid hormone. You can also have hypo. So hypo just means low thyroid levels. So when you've got hyperthyroidism, so that's now basically, think of it as you are You've electrified everything. So everything just runs abnormally fast. So you can have palpitations. They often struggle with sweating a lot. They are often very lean because their body is burning up a lot of energy. They can sometimes, I think, I'm not sure if I mentioned the hypertension, but they can develop hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then also hormonal imbalances. So basically your body's on hyperdrive, so they'll struggle with sleep and all of those things. So when it's low, it's almost like your body is very sluggish and everything has slowed down significantly. So those people are always fatigued, they're always tired. What is it? They can also have other bodily functions that are not working well. They can have hair issues. They can have, so all these other hormones will also be affected. Fertility issues. Yeah. So it's a whole host of, every system is involved. If the thyroid is malfunctioning, be it hyper, meaning too much thyroid hormone, mm-hmm. or hypo, too little thyroid hormone.
Fascinating. And I think that then means we need to be carefully attending to it and not just waiting for it to start malfunctioning before we address it. You make this idea of distinction between the underactive and the overactive thyroid. How do they show up in everyday life? How can we notice that, okay, this is what's happening and there's a problem now?
You know, I think as much as, you know, when it's overly active or underactive,
mm-hmm.
There will be signs. The things that we spoke about, right? The hormone changes, the hair loss, the brittle nails. So there'll be things that you can pick up. The issue, though, is I don't want people to focus on that,
okay.
and think that that is the cause. Because what happens with the body is that everything is regulated. So it needs to be a proper derangement for you to start seeing those symptoms. And maybe that's why the thyroid goes so unnoticed or can get away with, you know, and people can have it malfunction for so long and not realize it, because the body generally compensates. I find that a lot of the issues that are organically thyroid, a lot of other things can cause it. Poor diet can cause it, poor sleep hygiene, a sluggish lifestyle. So it's not, I don't want to say, look out for these three or four things,
mm-hmm.
and then now you should be concerned about your thyroid, because the stats for thyroid disease itself is not very prevalent. It is there, but in the general population, mm-hmm. it's not very high. And so what we often struggle with is everything else that we're adding on. Some people have even some mild dysfunction, they can get away with just modifying their lifestyle so they don't have to stay on chronic medication. Right?
Okay.
It's very mild. So it's just a severe condition where then we will have to, I will then say, okay, yes. So I'm very wary of saying, no, look out for this and that.
Yes.
Because there are so many other causes that can cause the hair loss, the tiredness, the hormonal imbalances, which will be part of the workup that is done when someone presents with these issues, right? But I think it's more of a general understanding and knowing that the thyroid can also be. So in other words, if you have had all these symptoms that we've spoken about and everything else sticks out, mm-hmm. then that is something that should be looked at, because often
concerning.
It is forgotten. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're saying you'd rather, instead of saying, okay, my hair is beginning to wane, it's just old age, or maybe rather than saying my hair is beginning to wane, maybe it's hypothyroidism, let me run to the doctors. Let's rather wait for a combination of these symptoms. Or if I start seeing something, let me rather just consult to be on the safe side. Which one would be the better approach?
I do think that it is always better to consult.
Okay.
Consult a general practitioner who should be able to look at everything holistically, mm-hmm. not just there's a problem, here's a pill for it. Because if your hair is starting to thin, if you are experiencing hormonal imbalances, if you are starting to bleed abnormally as a female,
mm-hmm.
If as a guy you are getting tired too often, or even on the other side of the spectrum where you're getting palpitations, you are sweating excessively, you know, all of those you're hungry very often, you're losing weight. You know, there are so many other things that could cause that. So I think whenever there are issues with your body, it's always best to go and consult.
To go and consult, yeah.
The one thing I would say that the moment you have some form of growth, right? Mm-hmm. If you can feel that your neck is growing because, or there's a mass in your, so the thyroid should not be able to feel it. Right?
Okay.
If you place
okay.
your fingers on the front part or the anterior part of your neck, you should not be able to feel it, right? But there are people that develop what we call a goiter. So that's when the thyroid gland becomes enlarged, right? Mm. So the moment you start feeling that, that is the one thing I would say, yes, please go and consult make sure that that is looked at. The other thing that is very specific to thyroid are eyes that are almost like popping out of the face, right? I say, I don't know, maybe you could just Google. I know these images are definitely available on Google. If you Google someone with let's just say hyperthyroidism, and then look at their eyes, you will see that the eyes are very large, right? So if you start developing that is something that is very specific to thyroid, but very few other things can give you the same symptom. But for the general ones that we will experience in our day-to-day life, there are so many other things that should also be looked at that I don't want someone to say, the issue is my thyroid, and then I know there's also a lot of over-the-counter things that you can take, right? So I would rather get checked out. Let's rule out the life-threatening things. Let's rule out the other big things that could be causing those symptoms, and then also we can double-check that it's not a thyroid issue.
Perfect. Now, the other thing that sometimes happens is one of the symptoms you mentioned there was issues such as anxiety or mood swings and hormonal imbalances and so forth. Can this issues with the thyroid actually lead to more serious concerns such as actual anxiety, depression issues, or it just is an imbalance which can then be rectified when addressed?
Oh, it definitely can. It definitely can, because the issues of anxiety and depression specifically are focused on those two. They are related to your serotonin level, right? Which is another, almost like a hormone, but the one that's in your brain.
Okay.
So now that can be affected also by other things, right? But it can also, the thyroid can definitely also affect those levels, and it will also contribute to, if you have anxiety from something else, it'll make it worse, or it will also bring it up. But In practice, I haven't looked at the actual stats for this, but in practice, people with just anxiety, it's most likely not a thyroid issue. So when we pick up that this anxiety or depression is due to thyroid issues, there will be other physical causes or other physical symptoms that will point to more of a thyroid. So it'll probably give you the physical symptoms before it gives you the anxiety or the mental health issues. So if someone is concerned about mental health issues, I would definitely say rather explore that. But if that is coming with, you know, the tricky thing is you can be clinically depressed and have all the symptoms of hypothyroidism.
Okay.
But not have hypothyroidism. Right? So you can, so that's why I'm saying that in most cases, it is an organic or an initial mental health problem. Right?
Okay.
But people with thyroid issues do also end up having, anxiety and depression or mood changes rather.
Now, usually with some disease or some conditions, one can maybe even self-examine, do some self-checks and some self-regulatory issue or methods and steps before they actually go to the health practitioner. Are there some things that people, our listeners, can do at home just to test themselves perhaps, or to check their own necks or abnormalities for lumps and stuff like that, to find out if it's bulging out, it's becoming hyper or something like that? Is there something they can do at home? Or they can only, if they're suspecting issues, rather go get it checked by a health practitioner?
Definitely. I definitely think that there's always something we can do. And I think the first thing for me is awareness. I think we need to be a little bit more aware of our function, how we function. So start checking if, you know, are you going to the bathroom? once a day minimum, right? Some people are lucky enough to have two bowel muscle movements a day.
Mm-hmm.
But once a day, and then start seeing if you're skipping one day, how many days are you skipping, right? And then also pay attention to your sleep patterns, right? Are you managing to sleep? Are you managing to sleep throughout the night? Obviously, factor in the other things, right? I'm hoping that we are not on our phones very late at night. Obviously, it will take longer to sleep. So I think just a general awareness of how your body functions, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are your energy levels, especially when you wake up in the morning, right? Because normally, after a good night's rest, when you wake up in the morning, your body should feel rested and you should feel like you're able to take on the day. And then how late in the day do you then feel like, oh no, I'm dipping, right? So I think just that general awareness of how your body functions and what is bothering you regarding how your body functions. Sometimes it's a change. Sometimes you notice that, no, but I used to be able to sleep throughout the night. Now I'm only getting 2 hours of sleep, right? Or 3 hours of sleep. So just that awareness of what is going on with you and everything else around it, right? Your diet, your bowel habits, if you can feel your chest, maybe if you can feel your heartbeat, anything that is abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm glad this is a Christian radio station because I think the Holy Spirit is really there for us. And we sometimes we don't pay attention. And I do think if there is something abnormal, you know, that hunch, that small voice saying that this is not right, that sometimes is the Holy Spirit alerting you to look, this is not okay, this is not okay. So sometimes let's just not dismiss the things that we pick up, right? Let's not dismiss it. As a female, if you start bleeding irregularly, right? So I do advise females to check your periods, be it on an app, be it you just write down the days, right, so that you can start noticing major changes that are going on. And then fortunately, if you're born again, then you also have the help of the Holy Spirit to nudge you and say, like, you know, maybe do go get it checked out. And then obviously there's any new lumps that you're feeling in your body. I mean, thyroid, you'll feel it in your neck. But generally, any lumps that you feel, I do think it's worth getting checked out. Just sit down with someone, have a conversation. It doesn't even have to be physical. You know, a lot of 90% and even teachers in medical school, by the time you're done having a conversation with a patient, 80% of the time you should have a diagnosis. So that conversation is by far very, very important. So it does not even have to be physical. It can be an online consultation and just discuss, this is what's going on, what are you feeling? And then obviously you can then, whoever's seeing you can order blood or decide how to proceed, you know, if maybe people are pressed for time or things like that. Yeah, so just be aware of your body. Any changes?
Yeah.
I think any change is worth discussing. It's worth, reaching out to someone and say, look, I just want to double check.
Yeah. Is everything in order?
With this. And then I'm a huge advocate for just once a year, get a full panel, work I've done. Just once a year, a general check, and then you can keep it moving, and then you will definitely go back and consult if there's a need.
Indeed. And I like that. And thank you so much for that. And I like the fact that you're advocating not just for the thyroid itself, but the checks you're encouraging us to take in our spare time and in our private spaces are checks that will basically cover everything, right? Just to say, hey, keep aware, or know who you are, know how you function, know how everything works. And if anything is out of order, then you can immediately pick it up. And if it continues and persists, then you might want to get some extra help on that. And I think that is profound information and wise counsel indeed. Well, Doc, we'll have to leave it here for today, but thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Any final words you want to leave with the listener, especially regarding the issues of the thyroid?
Thank you so much. I think the thyroid is just one of the many things that really show us that the body is very complex, that the master was not haphazard in design. Everything is so intricate. Everything is so intertwined. So I think we're very blessed to have our bodies and to have our functions. And I think what we could do is to just make sure that we steward our health well. And, you know, if online consultations, you turn on the, as soon as you get home from work, sit in the car for 15 minutes, have your online consultation done, and you could be surprised at what important things can come out of that conversation. So I'm a huge, huge advocate of being proactive. I would rather check, you know, very little things than come back a year later and say, oh, I wish I, you know, I wish I had.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I think certainly. Let's just try steward the health that we have, that we've been blessed with. And yeah, we'll be surprised at how much life we actually have in us, and even how much improvement
certainly.
We can get from it.
Certainly, yeah. Certainly. I support that. And thank you so much for that. And I think that is always the case. If you can say, hey, it's nothing, but well done for coming in, it's always a better than, ish, you should have come in earlier. That there is no fixing that. There is no fixing that. Well, Doc, thank you so much for the time once again. And may God bless you. And we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much. And thanks so much to all your listeners.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day forward.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.